Good morning, my beloveds. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. I know that this episode is a week overdue, and I apologize for that. I have been quite busy. Last weekend, I was very, very busy, and I was tired, and I needed some rest, and I kept saying, I'm gonna record it. Yet every time I went to record it, something always came up. But I'm happy that I'm recording now. I'm happy that I'm back with all of you for another episode. I cannot believe that September is almost over with. It was just September 1st, and now we are almost done with September in a few more weeks. So it's quite crazy. And then I don't know where all of you are from and where you're listening, but I am from New Jersey, and I live in New Jersey. And right now, it's in the 40s in the morning, and it's cold. And a lot of the times, September and October can kind of be a hit or miss here. Sometimes it can be kind of cool. Sometimes we can be warm and still in the 80s, even in October. So you just never know how the weather is going to be this time of year. That's why it's always important to dress in layers, because the mornings can be very cool, and then the afternoons tend to get a little warmer and then cool back at night. So the seasons are definitely changing. It's feeling like fall. It's okay, I guess, because I do like the fall and the different activities that fall brings. So, like I said, I hope all of you are doing well. I hope that you all had a great week. And thank you for being back for another episode. So like I said, this is episode 8 of Mommy Talks with Nina. Can you believe it? I only have 2 more episodes in this season before I take a little break, and then I'll be back with a new season 3. Woo! But today's episode is a very interesting one, a very good topic for my mommies and my soon-to-be mommies, and just women, and even men in general, because this is a topic that we all deal with, that we will continue to deal with, that we have dealt with for our whole lives, and that we're still trying to unravel, and we're still trying to understand. And this episode, episode 8, is titled, When Friendships Change. So recently, not too long ago, maybe last month, I think I was just thinking, laying in bed, just thinking. And I was thinking about how friendships change over time. And I was thinking about how they change. But then I was wondering why they change. And I was wondering, do they change for the better, or do they change for the worse? As I get older, I have noticed shifts in my friendships, and that's okay. And as we know, friendships are something that's going to change. Relationships change. They don't always stay the same, and they're not meant to stay the same. These relationships, you have your ups, and you have your downs, you have your disagreements and your arguments. But the real friendships that are truly meant to be will remain, and they will last no matter what. And my friend groups have relatively remained the same over the years. I have 2 core friend groups. I have one friend group of friends that I met and got close to in college. And then I have a friend group that I met and got close to in high school. And those are my two friend groups that consist in total of 8 or 9 girlfriends. And then after college, there are a few friends that I did meet from mutual friends that I would say that I'm very close to, and I have been friends with them for years. So those are my core groups. Friends are sometimes hard to come by, and sometimes and most of the times these friendships do change and they do shift over time because of the various stages in life that we go through. We're changing, we're growing, we're developing, things are happening. So of course our relationships with people will change. So when I'm thinking about childhood and thinking about when we're young and when we're children, and I'm thinking about how those friendships were compared to how they are now, they're different. So when you think about someone who's having children and getting married and getting older and moving away, you think about the friendships that are important to you. You think about the friendships that you want to maintain and they're worth salvaging. You might be thinking, well, how do these friendships change in adulthood? And friendships, unlike family, we can choose. You can't choose your mom and dad. You can't choose the family that you're born into, but you can choose your friends. You can choose the friendships that you have. And you might not go months without talking to your mom. I get there might be some cases where time might go by and you might not speak to your mom, but more so than often, you talk to your mom probably every single day. I know that I do. And with friends, it's a little different because you can go days without speaking to a friend, maybe weeks, maybe even months. And that's because of life. Life happens, things are happening, and you get quite busy that sometimes we just don't have that time to maintain those relationships and friendships. And it doesn't mean that you don't care about your friend, you don't think about your friend, you don't love your friend, but sometimes you just don't have that extra time. And surveys have shown that people's friends are important to their happiness. So surveys have shown that your friendships have to do with your own happiness. And I can see that. When you have a friend that you're very close to and you have this special bond with them, and especially when you have those tight-knit, close friend groups, and it could be a couple of friends that you know you can call them at any day and the time. You know that they'll be there for you to help you through anything. You can vent to them. You can talk with them. You can laugh with them. You can cry with them. And as friendships change over time, there is some consistency in what people want from their friendships. So according to Professor William Rawlins, the doctor of the interpersonal communication at Ohio University, he says there are 3 expectations for close friends that we want in our friendships. First is we want somebody to talk to. Number 2, someone to depend on, and someone to enjoy. So those 3 things do not change. They remain the same. When we are young, our friendships are everything to us, which is so true. Because when you're young, your friendships mean the world. You a lot of times you meet your friends at school. You see them every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You socialize with them before and after school, during school. You maybe hang out with them at soccer practice or play dates or on the playground. But sooner or later, life gets in the way. Dun, dun, dun. Old friendships take a backseat to romantic relationships, romantic partners, family, and children. But what you expect from a friendship remains the same. You can choose your friends, and you can choose to get in, and you can choose when you want to get out. And that's the good thing about friendships. You might have been friends with someone ever since you were little, but you might have noticed that the friendship is changing. Maybe you're the one that's reaching out a little more. Maybe you're realizing that when you talk to this person, it's just kind of not the same. Maybe conversations are kind of one-sided. Maybe they're just talking about themselves and not really asking about you and how you're doing. And the good thing is, if you're feeling a certain way, you don't have to remain and stay friends with someone because you've known them for years. If you feel like this friendship is not adding any value to your life, or you're not happy in this friendship, then what's the point of staying with it? And as life accelerates, people's priorities and responsibilities shift, and friendships are affected for better, or often, sadly, the worse. So as we get older, our responsibilities are not the same. I know for me, being a working mom and a mother, two very important jobs, and then taking care of myself and my well-being, sometimes I don't always have the time to maybe see my friends as often as I would want to, but I do always, no matter what, even if I can't see my friends in person, I always am that friend who reaches out to see how they're doing. I am that friend who tries to set up FaceTime chats or different things, because I think it's always good, no matter what, to keep in touch. It's not that hard to send a simple good morning, how are you text. That's not hard. That could take not even a minute. It's not that hard to, when you get a chance, to call a friend and see how you're doing, like how they're doing. Like, those things are not hard to do, but I think sometimes people just don't do it, and they don't take the initiative, and they blame being busy when essentially no one is ever that busy. People will make the time for what they believe is important. So if someone tells you, well, I don't have the time, come on. Chances are they do have some time, because nobody is working, busy around the clock with no downtime at all. Like, you get some downtime. And I'm not saying if you're friends with someone that you need to call them or text them every single day throughout the day. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying if this friend means a lot to you and this friend is important to you, it's not hard to send a simple text or call them once in a while. Nothing's wrong with that. In college, they say college is a great time for those people who are able to go away and even live on campus to make new friends. And that was how I met a lot of my same friends that I have today. I met them in college, and if I weren't to have gone to this particular college and lived on campus, I probably wouldn't have met them. So you're in adulthood, your friendships become more complex and meaningful. And as we move from school to work and family, our networks tend to spread out. And moving out of town, we broaden our horizon. So for me, when I moved out of the town I was born and raised to and went to college, even though it was in the same state, but I moved to a different town, I was able to broaden my horizons and meet new people that I probably wouldn't have met. Middle age, when we get to middle age, research has shown that there's more of a demand on time, many more than it's pressing on friendships. So basically saying that our time for us when we get to middle age is so much more important than our friendships, and that it's easier to skip catching up with a friend than skipping playing with your kids or feeding your kids dinner. So our priorities change, things kind of shift. So, but friendships expectations remain the same, and those friendship expectations are we still want someone to talk to, we still want someone to depend on, and we still want someone to enjoy. Tension sometimes comes up, and those realities tend to set in because time is poured largely into our jobs and our family. And not everyone gets married or has kids. I know that and I understand that. But even those people who stay single are likely to see their friendship affected by other couples. And that tends to happen sometimes too. You could be in a friend group and you're the only friend in the group that's single, and everyone else has kids, and everyone else has a husband or a wife, so you might see a shift and change in your friendship because of that. And largest things happen when people get married. So they're saying the big shift and the big changes that happen in friendships lots of times is because of marriage, because that's usually when things really shift. When someone gets married in a friend group, you know, that friend is probably not able to go out and maybe go to the clubs and maybe to go to the bars all the time and do those things they used to do with you because they're married. And I also read, which was very interesting, that usually the last time where there's the largest number of people together, like a largest number of a friendship group together, is usually at a wedding, because that's usually the last time when everybody's gathered together, which kind of makes sense. So you have your wedding, that's when you have your friends and family, his friends and family, and that's the largest time usually everyone is together in the same room and in the same space. And maybe people might come together again for a baby shower or a family reunion. Usually that's the last time where everyone's together. And as we move through life, people make and keep friends in a different way. Some are independent and they make friends wherever they go, and they have more friendly acquaintances than deep friendships. Some have a few best friends and they stay close with each other throughout the years. Most flexible are the acquaintances who stay in touch with old friends but continue to make new ones. So myself, I pretty much stay with the friends that I have known for years. I do have some acquaintances, some friends that I might text or talk to here and there, or friends from work. But you know, it's different for everyone. It's different for your personality and how you are with your friends. So according to theactivetimes.com, there are 18 ways friendships change as you get older. So the first, you won't get to see your friends as much. So when you don't get to see your friends as much, it can kind of have a rift or a shift in your friendship. But I like to always say quality over quantity. And what does that mean? You might only be able to hang out with your friend for an hour. Maybe you go grab something to eat. But it's about that quality time that you spend with them over the amount of time. That's what I think. Number two, your expectations become more flexible. Friends are likely just to be as busy as you are, and that's okay. Number three, you make new friends. Making new friends through new mutual friends usually happens. And friends you make from work and friends you might make from a sport. You never know. Number four, you become friends with a wide range of people. From the people that you work with, you might meet different people through your walks of life. You never know. Number five, your friends will get serious with romantic interests. Things can change in your friends group when they get serious with a romantic partner. And that is true. If you're friends with someone and they get into a relationship, sometimes you don't hear from them as often. Sometimes you don't see them as often. That kind of happens. Number six, when you get coupled up, you find yourself spending more and more time with that special person. Number seven, when you stop relying on friends as much. Friends might be swamped with work, household chores, so you stop relying on them to fulfill your needs because they have other things to do. It's as simple as that. Number eight, there could be tension due to change in status, and that happens financial or social status. There could be jealousy and insecurities, and you put your children before them. Nine, your interests change. 10, friendships get more complex. So when you're young, you hang with people who are fun and who are cool and you like to be around a group that you kind of want to fit into. And as you grow and learn about yourself, you phase out of some of those relationships. 11, end toxic relationships. If this relationship is toxic, it's not doing anything for your emotional, mental state, move on, get over it. You will become less forgiving and you will realize that your health and your wellness comes first and foremost before anybody else. You have to protect yourself. 12, you stop trying to force relationships. You stop trying to force the relationships with people who don't add value and purpose to your life. For the reason you might have a smaller number of friends, smaller circle, or friends to live a happy life. So you make room for the people who love and support you, which I totally, totally agree. This is something that I have had to learn throughout the years, which I'm sure many of you have learned or you are learning now or you will learn, that if someone is not adding value or purpose to your life, there's no reason that why they should still remain in your life and why you should be friends with them. There's no reason. If they're not adding any value to your life, if they're causing you a headache, confusion, worry, stress, kick them out. Doesn't mean that you still don't love them or that you still don't care about them, because you can love about them and care about them from a distance. You don't have to be around them to do that. Number 13, your oldest friends may move away. That happens a lot. Naturally, as we progress, as we grow, it's hard to say goodbye to people and maintain those same friendships. 14, you learn how to maintain long-distance relationships. You have to put effort into them. It can be trying, possible to sustain with strong connections, and communication. But if both sides are communicating, if both sides are reaching out, sometimes they can still work. 15, you rely on social media to keep in contact. Whether you live near or far, you can easily keep up with someone through social media, texting, emailing, FaceTime, Zoom, and other video platforms, which is great that we have that in this day and age. And especially with the pandemic and everything that's going on, it's been great to use platforms like Google Meet and Zoom to stay connected with people. 16, you spend more time talking about plans than following through with them. This happens a lot. So you might run into an old friend. You might say, oh, it's nice to see you. We should totally hang out and catch up. Then you part ways knowing that neither one of you will ever have the time or the energy to follow through. That happens all of the time. Or you don't even have to bump into a friend out. It could be you're on the phone or texting a friend and you say, we gotta plan something soon. And then the friend says, okay, yeah. And then nothing ever gets planned. But for me, I'm a planner. And I like to plan, and usually I'm the one who likes to plan and get people together. So with close friends, a lot of times, 17, scheduling that time can be very critical. So schedule that time if you can. And 18, last and not least, a lot of times friendships change often because of marriage as well, which is something that we spoke about. So change can be hard and change cannot be easy, but a lot of times change can be for the best and it can be for the better. We are learning and we are growing as human beings and as individuals, and life would be so boring if we were not changing. Life would be so much boring if we were the same person that we were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So it's important to accept change. It's important to love change. It's important to grow from change and be you and be the best individual that you can be and show love and kindness to all your friends and throw it around like confetti, and you can do it. Be the best you that you can be for yourself, for your family, and for your friends. Love you all for listening. Bye.